Let me ask you something. What if you became someone you once needed? You move through enough years carrying certain things quietly, and eventually you stop expecting anyone else to fully understand them. You adapt to it over time. You figure out how to function around it, work through it, and continue forward without really stopping how to think how much those experiences shape the way you interact with people now. Then one day, you hear yourself say something to another person that would have changed your own life years earlier if someone had said it to you at the right moment. And that realization can stay with you for a while afterward. This is Echoes from the Peak. Most people can remember moments that affected them more deeply than they admitted at the time. And usually those moments were not dramatic enough for anyone else to notice them while they were happening. Someone responds to you dismissively during a moment where you were already unsure of yourself. Someone moves too quickly past something you were trying to explain because they were distracted, impatient, or carrying their own frustration into the conversation. Someone says something casually that stays with you far longer than they would ever realize. Those moments do not always leave damage behind, but they leave awareness behind, and awareness has a way of shaping people slowly over time. You become more observant in certain situations. You start paying attention to tone. You noticed hesitation in other people more quickly because you remember what it felt like to carry it yourself. You become careful in ways that are difficult to explain because part of you remembers what certain moments felt like when you were on the receiving end of them. Most people never stop long enough to realize how much of their personality was shaped that way. Then years later, usually when you're not expecting it, you find yourself sitting across from someone who reminds you of a version of yourself you have not thought about in a very long time. You notice the way they pause before answering something honestly. You notice how carefully they choose certain words because they are trying to avoid sounding wrong, difficult, emotional, uncertain, or unprepared. You can hear them trying to manage the conversation while also trying to protect themselves inside of it. And because you can remember what that feels like, the interaction changes for you immediately. You listen differently after that. You stop focusing only on the surface of what they are saying because you can feel something underneath it that reminds you of experiences you already understand without needing them explained. And that changes how you respond. I believe most people think growth feels obvious while it's happening, but it rarely works that way in real life. Most personal growth feels slow, uneven, and difficult to measure while you're inside of it. You are simply trying to handle situations better than you used to handle them. You're not trying to repeat certain behaviors that affected you negatively. You're trying to carry yourself with a little more awareness than you had before. Now, you usually do not realize how much you have changed until another person unknowingly brings you face to face with an older version of yourself. And that is when you notice it. You respond with patience during a moment where you once would have reacted emotionally. You give reassurance to someone who is struggling with uncertainty because you remember exactly how isolating uncertainty can feel when nobody helps steady it. You create calm in a moment where someone else is internally overwhelmed because you know what it feels like when tension in a room quietly settles into your nervous system and stays there long after the conversation ends. Now, none of those moments feel dramatic when they are happening. And that is the part of what makes them meaningful. Now, this becomes especially visible around leadership, because leadership magnifies the emotional experience other people have around you, whether you realize it or not. Someone on your team makes a mistake and immediately braces for embarrassment before anyone says a word. You recognize the reaction because you remember what it feels like when your self-worth becomes attached to one difficult moment. Someone grows unusually quiet during a meeting while everyone else continues moving the conversation forward. And you notice it because you remember what it feels like to disappear inside a room without anyone acknowledging it was happening. Most people move too quickly to notice those moments. People have lived through them, usually do not. That awareness changes the way you lead, even if no one around you fully understands why you approach people differently than someone else would. Sometimes the people who become deeply calming for others are people who once lived through years where calm rarely existed around them consistently. Sometimes the people who know how to make others feel understood spent part of their own lives feeling unseen in ways that they could never fully explain at the time. And sometimes the people who become extremely aware of how their words affect others develop that awareness because they spent years remembering things that other people probably forgot, saying 5 minutes later. That is the strange part about experience. People carry it forward in ways that quietly shape who they become. There is also something unsettling about recognizing that some of your strongest qualities may have been shaped by experiences you would have never chose to repeat. Not because suffering automatically creates wisdom, because it does not. Some people become bitter from difficult experiences. Some become detached, and some stop trusting people altogether. But some people become more aware of it, more observant, more intentional, more careful about how they leave other people feeling after a conversation ends. That shift happens slowly enough that most people never notice it while it was developing. Then one day, they hear themselves say something to another person and realize those exact words would have meant everything to them years earlier. Now, that moment can stop you internally for a second, because suddenly you realize you are no longer searching for what you once needed from other people. Without fully noticing when it happened, you became it for someone else. I think most people measure growth through visible things because visible things are easier to explain. Position, confidence, achievement, recognition. Some of the most meaningful growth in a person's life shows up somewhere much quieter than that. It shows up in how they respond to people who are struggling internally without making those people feel exposed for it. It shows up how they steady difficult moments instead of escalating them. It shows up in what they naturally give to other people now because they remember exactly what it felt like to need those things themselves. And that kind of growth changes more lives than most people will ever fully realize. That is today's Echo. It fades here, but it is yours now. If you became someone you once needed, what experiences shaped you, shaped that change, and how many people around you are carrying something you already understand better than they know? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.